Hundreds of villagers fled their homes minutes before a flood-created lake burst today, while Taiwan's military airlifted more survivors from remote villages devastated in mudslides during last week's typhoon. The military sent 4,000 new troops to join another 16,000 soldiers already working to save thousands of survivors stranded in several villages in the island's south.
Rescue efforts have been slow because many bridges and roads to hard-hit villages collapsed or were washed away, and public complaints about the pace of rescue efforts have been rising. The official death toll in Taiwan stands at 108 people, with 61 listed as missing.
Spokesperson for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, Patrick Fuller, told us more about the relief operation.
I would say that the Red Cross in Taiwan has been very active on the ground. We've had volunteers out on a daily basis since the end of last week when the typhoon first came through. They've been very active in delivering relief supplies to people who've been displaced in evacuation centres who require food, water, basic clothing, bedding quilts, that kind of thing. But also getting food out to people who've been trapped in their homes because of flooding and who haven't been able to make it out to shops. I would say that, you know, Taiwan is obviously a very developed infrastructure on the ground, and despite that, it's been very difficult to get to some of these areas which have been cut off by the flooding. I think the rain is beginning to ease off in quite a few areas now. The difficulty has been for the emergency services and the army getting into these areas by helicopter because visibility has been incredibly poor. They haven't been able to actually touch down in some of these areas because of the unstable ground. And it's quite a large area, and I think they have, you know, relatively limited resources in terms of able to fly people around the area. But I think conditions are beginning to improve now. People are being found, which is a very positive sign. And hopefully in the next few days we'll see things coming back to normal and road access opening up in some of these villages.